The children shivered in their soaking clothes and stared out at the calming waves of the lake, watching the swirls of its inky depths. "Lake Lacrimose is actually very pretty," Klaus said thoughtfully. "I never noticed it before."
"Sind,"
Sunny agreed, adjusting the tiller slightly. "I guess we never noticed it because of Aunt Josephine," Violet said. "We got used to looking at the lake through her eyes." She picked up the spyglass and squinted into it, and she was just able to see the shore.
"I think I can see the lighthouse over there. There's a dark hole in the cliff right next to it. It must be the mouth of Curdled Cave."
Sure enough, as the sailboat drew closer and closer, the children could just make out the lavender lighthouse and the mouth of the nearby cave. But when they looked into its depths, they could see no sign of Aunt Josephine, or of anything else for that matter. Rocks began to scrape the bottom of the boat, which meant they were in very shallow water, and Violet jumped out to drag the sailboat onto the craggy shore. Klaus and Sunny stepped out of the boat and took off their life jackets. Then they stood at the mouth of Curdled Cave and paused nervously. In front of the cave there was a sign saying it was for sale, and the children could not imagine who would want to buy such a phantasmagorical. The word phantasmagorical here means all the creepy, scary words you can think of put together. Place. The mouth of the cave had jagged rocks all over it, like teeth in the mouth of a shark. Just beyond the entrance, the youngsters could see strange white rock formations, all melted and twisted together, so they looked like moldy milk. The floor of the cave was as pale and dusty as if it were made of chalk. But it was not these sights that made the children pause. It was the sound coming out of the cave. It was a high-pitched, wavering wail, a hopeless and lost sound, as strange and as eerie as Curdled Cave itself.
"What is that sound?" Violet asked nervously.
"Just the wind, probably," Klaus replied. "I read somewhere that when wind passes through small spaces, like caves, it can make weird noises. It's nothing to be afraid of." The orphans did not move. The sound did not stop.
"I'm afraid of it anyway," Violet said.
"Me too," Klaus said.
"Genny," Sunny said, and began to crawl into the mouth of the cave. She probably meant something along the lines of, "We didn't sail a stolen sailboat across Lake Lacrimose in the middle of Hurricane Hervin just to stand nervously at the mouth of a cave," and her siblings had to agree with her and follow her inside. The wailing was louder as it echoed off the walls and rock formations, and the Baudelaires could tell it wasn't the wind. It was Aunt Josephine, sitting in a corner of the cave and sobbing with her head in her hands. She was crying so hard that she hadn't even noticed the Baudelaires come into the cave.
"Aunt Josephine," Klaus said hesitantly, "we're here."
Aunt Josephine looked up, and the children could see that her face was wet from tears and chalky from the cave.
"You figured it out," she said, wiping her eyes and standing up.
"I knew you could figure it out," she said, and took each of the Baudelaires in her arms. She looked at Violet, and then at Klaus, and then at Sunny, and the orphans looked at her and found themselves with tears in their own eyes as they greeted their guardian. It was as if they had not quite believed that Aunt Josephine's death was fake until they had seen her alive with their own eyes.
"I knew you were clever children," Aunt Josephine said. "I knew you would read my message."
"Klaus really did it," Violet said. "But Violet knew how to work the sailboat," Klaus said. "Without Violet, we never would have arrived here."
"And Sunny stole the keys," Violet said, "and worked the tiller."
"Well, I'm glad you all made it here," Aunt Josephine said. "Let me just catch my breath and I'll help you bring in your things."
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。